Many blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is John 20:11-23. The Gospel according to St. John chapter 20, verse 11 to 23. Now Mary stood outside the tomb crying. As she wept, she bent over to look into the tomb and saw two angels in white seated where Jesus' body had been, one at the head and the other at the foot. They asked her, "Woman, why are you crying?" "They have taken my Lord away," she said, "and I don't know where they have put him." At this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing there, but she did not realize that it was Jesus. He asked her, "Woman, why are you crying? Who is it you are looking for?" Thinking he was the gardener, she said, "Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have put him, and I will get him." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned toward him and cried out in Aramaic, "Rabboni," which means teacher. Jesus said, "Do not hold on to me, for I have not yet ascended to the Father. Go instead to my brothers and tell them, I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God." Mary Magdalene went to the disciples with the news, "I have seen the Lord," and she told them that he had said these things to her. On the evening of the first day of the week, when the disciples were together with the doors locked for fear of the Jewish leaders, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." After he said this, he showed them his hands and side. The disciples were overjoyed when they saw the Lord. Again, Jesus said, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, I am sending you." And with that, he breathed on them and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive anyone's sins, their sins are forgiven. If you do not forgive them, they are not forgiven." My theme for reflection is resurrection as the dawn of hope. And I will reflect on the first section from verse 11 to 18. On the theme resurrection as the dawn of hope. In the narrative from John's Gospel about Mary Magdalene's encounter with the risen Christ, we find a deeply moving and transformative moment that speaks volumes to the heart of every believer. Mary Magdalene's experience at the tomb encapsulates a journey from mourning to mission and from despair to devotion. In her tears, Mary embodies the grief of humanity, lamenting not just the loss of a beloved teacher, but the seeming defeat of hope itself. However, the appearance of the risen Christ marks a pivotal shift, revealing that what appeared to be an end was in fact the beginning of a new era of hope and salvation. My dear friends, this passage is not only about the resurrection of Christ, but also about the resurrection as a dynamic force that can resurrect hope in the hearts of believers. This transformative power is an argument in itself, challenging us to not only profess belief in the resurrection, but to allow the reality of it to permeate and transform our lives. The resurrection asserts that God's love and life are stronger than death, and this belief should fundamentally alter how we engage with our own trials and tribulations. Living in the light of the resurrection means recognizing that our most profound moments of despair are not the end of our story. Just as Mary's weeping was turned into joy upon recognizing the risen Christ, so too can our lives be transformed by the hope of the resurrection. This is not a passive hope, but an active force that propels us forward, encouraging us to engage with the world not as people of despair, but as individuals imbued with the unassailable hope of Easter. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, where in your life are you like Mary, weeping at the tomb of lost hopes or dreams, unable to see the risen Lord beside you? Number two, how does the reality of the resurrection challenge you to move from mourning to mission? Lord Jesus Christ, risen and alive, in the moments of our deepest despair, remind us of your eternal victory over the grave. Help us to see you standing beside us, even when our eyes are blurred by tears and our hearts overwhelmed by grief. Teach us to recognize your voice, calling us by name, inviting us into a relationship that transforms sorrow into joy and despair into hope. Empower us to move from mourning to mission, bearing witness to your resurrection with our lives. May the reality of your victory give us the strength to face our own tombs with courage, knowing that with you no tomb is final and no end is without hope. Grant us the grace to stop weeping, for our Christ has been raised. And in this truth, may we find the joy and peace that endures forever. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.